Okay. So let's see. Today is February 19th, 2011, and this is the Hideaway Golf Clinic. So with your partner, one of you is going to be A, one's going to be B. And I'm going to call A is going to be the student. So A is the person that's going to do what I describe, and B gets to watch the student, okay? And what I would prefer with this is that you try really hard not to talk so that you're not telling your partner, oh, this and this. I would like the student A to feel what they're doing, and you, the B partner, you learn to look and see. Okay, and then when we reverse, you'll see the power of those two lenses. There is something important about visual, but the feeling. Okay, does that make sense? So A's, you're going to get into your golf stance, and B's, you're going to watch them. So just get in your golf stance as if you had your golf club. And that you're ready to go. You're not going to do anything, but you're just getting ready. And B's, you're going to look at your partner there. And what you're going to look for is, first and foremost, check out their feet. Notice how parallel their feet are, how close or wide apart they are. Does one set of the toes turn out more than the other foot? Okay, and you A's, you're feeling all this, right? You're asking yourself these questions inside of yourself. And then notice the student A, can you feel as if you stand more on one foot than the other? How is the weight distributed? Just notice for yourself without changing it, just notice. And then B's, can you see in them? Can you just look at your partner and maybe guess? Just make a guess. Like, I think that they have more weight on one side than the other. And then if you draw your eyes up to their pelvis, that might tell you why. So look at their pelvis, and do they kind of stick one side out a little bit more than the other? And then what do they do with their pelvis and their butt? And really, in particular, I'll come over here to, is it Vivian?
Vivian.
Is looking at the shape here. Right? So look at what's happening here for them. Okay? And what they're doing with their knees. What they're doing with their arms. What are they doing with their shoulders? And what are they doing with their head? It's a lot to look at, huh? Okay. And then A's, go ahead and just do a pretend golf swing. And if you can do it fairly, you know, slow. And as you're doing it, if you can go fairly slow, notice what you do. Notice what stands out for you the most. And then you just come back to it. Do it about 5 times so that your B partner can watch what you do. And really watch the feet. Because in here on the hard floor, you'll see parts lift up and shift that you might not see with the cleats out on the golf course. So notice what happens with the feet. Notice what happens with the knees, the pelvis. I guess the last question to ask you, A's, is when you get into your golf stance, what are you thinking? What is your attention? What, you know, what have you been instructed to think about or feel? But where do you go to when you get in that golf stance? What is your place, your thinking?
Hit the damn ball.
Is it there? Okay. Now we're going to now we're going to change roles, okay? So that means the B's going to be the students and the A's going to be the watchers. So remember, we just started off by getting into the golf stance. And you're going to look at their feet. You're going to look how close or far apart they are. Do they turn one foot out more than the other? How parallel are the feet? What's happening with their head, their arms, their pelvis, the shape of their back? Another question to ask yourself is, do you feel like you're leaning forward Or do you feel like you're leaning back? Or do you feel quite centered over yourself?
Centered.
Yeah, so these are, right, yeah.
I may not be, but I feel.
So these are just, and then practice doing a golf swing a few times, and then your partner's watching. What do they do? So if you were their instructor, if you were going to give them a lesson, what would you draw their attention to? If there was one thing that you could help this person with, what would you share with them? You're not going to, but just this is how you learn too. Makes you think about what you do.
I'm watching Mookie swing. I know it pretty well.
Okay, good? Okay, so let's go ahead and come to, before we come to our mats, we're going to have you stand. So go ahead and just stand with your arms down by your side. You're going to keep your shoes on. So the first thing that I'd like to introduce to you is called, we call it a tripod. And one of my trainers came up with this name. So the tripod exists under each foot. And basically it's the ball of your big toe. The ball of the pinky toe, so not the end. The ball is where the joint is here, and your heel. So in your standing, and I'd like you to learn to feel this in your shoes. It'll be much easier without the shoes. We'll go there, but we'll start with the shoes. You just drop your mind down, and it's best to pick one foot in the beginning. So let's go to the right foot. So you just take your mind. So it's not so much, Dolores, looking. Just stand and feel. So you take your thinking and your sensory to your right foot, and you start asking yourself, do I feel those 3 points? And how even is the distribution of weight? Or is it distributed like as I'm standing here, I can say, oh, I have a little bit more weight on the outside, more towards that ball of the pinky. I'd get that 60% and maybe 40% to the big toe. And this is without moving. You just want to feel what is your natural way of being in your body, standing. And then the heel. So what is the percentages? Okay. And then you're going to shift to the left foot. And notice, how's the weight in the left foot? And does one foot have more of an even distribution than the other? So that alone is going to tell you a lot about you already. And the foot that has more even distribution, is that the leg that maybe in life is a little happier? Right? Yes, no, maybe. Is everybody feeling that? The tripod? So this tripod is going to stick with us for the whole day, and it's critical. It's a great place for you to drop into when you go out onto the golf course. Can I find those 3 parts? Okay? Now, as you change your feet, so if you spread your feet wider, like getting into your golf stance, again, pay attention to, again, where are the tripods? And if some of you, I notice, turn your foot out a little bit, like I'm going to exaggerate, but if one foot's out like this, what does that do to the tripod? And if you're not sure, just do it for me. Everybody pick one foot and pivot it out. It's always good to learn what feels really not good, because sometimes we just don't know. So do you feel like some people do that? But do you feel what that does, how much that changes in the hip and the pelvis? It's hard from the get-go to even have balance. So if you're first standing and you have one foot out, from the very beginning you're already a little off. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. So you really want to have your feet pretty parallel and get a sense of that tripod. Yes? Good so far? Mm-hmm. Okay. So then the other thing is, when we're standing here with the golf swing, is that when you go into your golf stance, is how to get this sense of being centered over your feet instead of coming out here too far. Okay. Very often we're reaching too far away from ourselves. So that would bring you onto your toes. So everybody try it. Got your golf club? Because if you don't try it and experience it, right? So exaggerate. Everybody exaggerate reaching forward, like you're going to fall forward. And feel what that does to your toes and how you lose your heels, right? Okay? So now come back and then see if you can find going to the center. Where would be your balance with center? And what happens is your butt sticks out a little bit at the same ratio as your knees bend, and then your head comes a little forward. So your head, your knees, and your butt all move relative to one another. So it's almost like you're just doing a small little sit. Does that make sense? Everybody can find that? So you start from standing, and then as you take your tail back, your knees bend, and your arms come slightly forward. But again, if you go too far forward, you're on your toes, and then try to be too far back. So if you stick your butt too far back, you're going to arch in the upper back. So everybody reach real far forward. There you go. Thank you. See, doesn't that feel really funny? So from there, find center. Much better. Okay, straighten up. Come out of it for a minute. So one of the things we're going to keep doing here is, in a way, I don't like the word wrong, but I'm going to take you to a place where it's uncomfortable. Because when you learn what's uncomfortable, you'll understand comfort better. Does that make sense? But often we look for the sweet spot just automatically without looking at the uncomfortable places. Does that make sense? It helps you hone in better. So let's come back to it one more time. And I want to see if everybody gets this feeling that as you're taking your tail back, that your knees bend and your head comes a little bit forward. And then come back up to standing. Okay. And then, so the next thing is you can kind of come a little more relaxed. So the next thing is that before we go down to the floor, really to bring your clarity and awareness to is your hips. Okay. So everybody, we use language. We say the word hips. Okay. But most people think of their hips out here. So if you're thinking this is your hips and you're turning from here, you're going to be real off balance. So your hips are right here. So I want everybody to find their hips in here. And nobody really thinks, oh my gosh, it's so close in here to what's called the pubic bone. So how you know where your hips are is when you put your fingers there and you start to sit back, they suck in your fingers. So you want to feel the sucking in. And it's much closer in than anybody thinks. They think, oh, I thought the hip was out here. It's right here. So if you keep going and keep going, your fingers just get sucked in. Okay, this is the most important thing I teach you is to understand where your hips are. Does everybody feel that?
So what are these? What's out here?
This is actually the side of your pelvis. And that's going to be our other important thing today is the pelvis. So this is your pelvis. And your pelvis is actually comprised of three bones, not one. So that's huge to know. Because everybody thinks it's this one big mass. If it was, you couldn't walk. You'd hop. You'd be doing this. Okay? You would. Okay? So back here, these two pelvic bones, okay, that are here, and then in the center is a triangle called our sacrum. So where this triangle is, and then this pelvic bone right here, okay, there is a divider, right? The bones are separate. And that's where the movement happens. So these pelvic bones, when you walk, one goes up, one goes down. And this is how they have to move to walk. Otherwise, you'd hop. We don't hop. So that's a really important distinction. And then these two bones wrap around, right? And they connect underneath. So you got three bones. And you're going to feel them today move differently from one another. We call it differentiating. So these distinctions are like really important. So here's, thank you, this is your hips. And this out here is your pelvis. Okay? And then what you feel down here, okay, everybody, it's good. You just touch yourself, feel down here. This bone is called your femur. And this is the outside of the femur. It's called the giant trochanter. It's the outside of the femur. But that's not so important. The place that's really important is here. This is where you do all the bending. So when you step, when you sit, when you turn, everything you do happens here, not here. But if you do, you know, people do it, this is the biggest thing, they're doing it from here, and that's what immediately will shift your golf game to be off, instead of here. So does everybody feel like they know where this is? Their hips are? Okay. So then the other little tidbit that we're going to now explore on the floor with this is again, everybody thinks about, okay, moving their legs. It's about their legs. And you're going to learn today, you don't move your legs. It's back to the pelvis. You move the pelvis around the legs. Because if you're moving the legs, let's take walking for example, it would look like this. Okay? But when you walk or when we play golf, where are our legs? They're parallel. So this big chunk here, these three bones, the pelvis, here's your hips. It turns around the hip joint. Here's the hip, and it turns around. But everybody tries to get it from moving the leg. So that distinction alone, I promise you, will change your golf game radically. It'll just become so easy because you spend a lot of time actually course correcting yourself, because if you're moving from here, you're so off balance that you're using all this to like correct yourself. But if you're moving and turning in here, you don't have to correct anything. Is that okay? That's enough like language. We're ready to get on the floor. Okay, let's here he comes. That's right. We'll clap our hands for Carmen. It's like the queen arrived. Welcome. Okay, everybody take off your shoes, but let's stay one more minute if you don't mind in standing. I'd like you to feel those tripods in standing, and then we'll go to the floor. Okay, so once your shoes are off, just for your own self, take a moment to come back to standing, and now you can really tune into the tripod. Right? And so from the tripod, right, your feet come straight up to the head of the femur, which is in the socket of the pelvis. And that's what we're going to do all this work around today. Okay? Does everybody feel that? Mm-hmm. Feel their tripods? And I try to give you things that you'll be able to remember and you can check in with all the time. And again, just notice if one foot, one leg is different, because by the end of what we've done on the floor, it's going to feel completely like it will correct itself. Like you don't have to do anything to correct it. Okay. Are there any questions? Are we doing okay? Let's go ahead and have you lie on your backs. And for those of you that have glasses on, it would be best to take off your glasses and put them like in your shoe would be a great place so that they don't get stepped on. Let me just check in with the temperature of the room once you're down there. Is it good? Or are you guys getting too warm? Or is it just good for everybody? Okay. And does everybody have a towel if they need it for their head and neck?
Or you want us to roll it?
Only if you need it. There's some people that will, and I'm going to see what I can do with the lights.
They don't change.
Oh, they don't?
No.
There's no?
No dinner.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
You just go on and off.
Yes.
So go ahead and lie on your back. And if, so here's kind of like one of the, I don't know, rules. If you need the roller or the towel under your neck, I'm going to let you start with it. But we're going to kind of play a game. And where it should be is under your neck, not the head. There's a distinction. So if you put it under your head, it's going to push your chin forward, right? So you put it under your neck. But the game is I'd like you throughout the lesson to see if you can take it out and you maybe don't really need it. Carmen, you need to come. You're going to hit your head into that wall. There you go. Okay? Is that fair enough? So if you really feel like you need it, but if you're willing to kind of take it out and go, maybe I don't need this as things change, that would be significant. Carmen, I want it less than that. Unroll it some. It's too much. That's, yes.
She's
coming. The troubled child came! I have to pick on you because you came late. Okay, so and saying that, lie with your legs long. And so here's a couple of the other things as we start. It's called a lesson. So there is no talking unless you have a question you want to raise your hand, have me come over. But if there's no talking, we can talk and share at the end of the lesson. And what's really best in the lesson is to have your eyes closed. And the reason for that, I think, is if your eyes are closed, it gives you a deeper opportunity to feel inside of yourself. When we open our eyes, we notice what's around us, and we start looking at what the person next to us is doing. And what the person next to you is doing doesn't matter. All that matters is you. And so the more you learn to tune into you, the greater you'll love this experience. Instead of, you know, so it gives you, in a sense, it's like, oh, I can't do anything wrong. I don't need to compare myself and they're doing it right. Nah, all that just put aside. Just focus on you and listen to the directions and you'll be good. So as we go into the movements, it's really important to do each movement slowly and gently. So it's not to push, not to stretch. The movement is designed for you to feel and feel what you do and looking for a sense of elegance and ease. Okay? And then each movement you're to do several times until we move on to the next movement. So sometimes the movements build and I'll add on. Sometimes I'll just have you stop and we'll restart again. And the other key thing that I'd like you to pay attention to throughout the lesson is your breathing. And I'm sure all of you have had many different instructions on breathing. And in here, it's not to take a large breath, hold your breath, make it bigger. I'd like you to just learn how to have what we call your breath regulated. So in saying that, I'll describe it as you're lying there and you can tune into yourself what that means. So with your breathing, there are four parts to your breath. There's the inhalation. And at the very end of your inhalation, there's actually a pause. And it's real important to feel that pause because that is what allows us to transition into our exhalation. And at the very end of an exhalation is a pause. So we call it that we have four parts to our breathing. And what's real important is that they flow. Taking in a big breath doesn't matter, a big exhale. What Moshe really looked at was the physics of the human body and the nervous system. And so your breathing is built in. And it's kind of silly to think that we have any control over it, that we need to make it any certain way, you know, with exercise and stuff. So what I mean by that is as you're lying there on the floor right now, you have your own natural rhythm of your breathing. If you were to go for a walk and walk quickly, it will change. You don't have to think about it. It just happens. Your breathing has to self-regulate around eating, talking, sleeping, colds, congestion, all different kinds of things. So it just let it do its thing, but be aware that there's these four parts. Because so often we're instructed to like take in these big, deep breaths. And there's really not a purpose for the deep breath. Your body will take the breath as deep as it needs to based on the activity that you're doing. But what's real important is that there's a flow between these four parts of your breathing. And so whenever we start to do something too difficult and we're pushing, the first thing to go is your breathing. You'll stop and hold. Okay? So that's why I'm describing your breathing, is that as we go through these movements, you just check in with yourself and just notice, oh, am I breathing or am I holding my breath? And if you find yourself holding your breath, perhaps you just pause with the movement so that you take a breath and you find that your breathing starts to continue again. Sound good? Okay. So as you're lying there, before we start the first movement and the first lesson, which is number 367, it's called Crossing Legs and Twisting. The first thing we do in a lesson is do what's called like a body scan. And part of that body scan is what you just did, is paying attention to your breathing. And then the next part of the body scan is to notice how you're lying and making contact on the floor. So notice how the back of your head rests on the floor. And then draw your awareness and attention down to your shoulder blades. And just notice how they're resting. Does one shoulder blade rest more firmly on the floor than the other? Or one might feel higher up towards your ear than the other? And then how do your arms lie along your side? Does one arm feel longer than the other? How do the palms lie? So do they lie flat or do your arms turn up? And again, there's nothing right or wrong. It's just purely you observe how you are in this moment. And then what do you notice about your mid-back and going into your lower back? Do you have a big arch there or a little arch? If you put a measurement without feeling there, just in your mind, a measurement, does it feel like a half an inch? Does it feel like 2 inches? And it's just, again, information for you. And then noticing what we talked about, the pelvis and your hips. And then how your legs lie on the floor. And does one leg maybe feel longer or flatter? Does one leg turn out more than the other? Or maybe it's just a sense that one leg just feels more comfortable. And how does that relate to how your back feels? Many of you express just one side of you that you have discomfort. So this is a great time to observe with that discomfort, how do you lie on that side? Is it tighter on that side of the back and the buttocks and hip? Is it a bigger arch on that side? Those are just questions to notice for yourself. Okay. And then lastly, roll your head just a little bit to the left and to the right. And again, it's a rolling movement, and you want to go slow enough that you just notice how that feels right now. The quality. Are there any rough spots? Or sometimes people say to me they have like gravel in their neck. They feel like there's this gravelly stuff. So just notice, oh gosh, I've got gravel on one side, but when I roll my head to the other side, I don't. Well, that's pretty interesting. Huh. Good. Okay. So begin by bending your knees and bringing your feet to standing. And we're going to come back to this a lot. So this is a standing position. And your feet want to be positioned, lined up right where your buttocks is. So we're going to take a moment to really understand what a good standing position is. So everybody get there, at least where you think it is good. And then we're going to try a couple options. So everybody now put your feet together. So if your feet together, is that a really good standing position? Okay. So now spread your feet really wide, maybe past the edge of the mat. Notice what the knees want to do. Okay. So where is the good standing place? And where do you think that that should be for golf?
Right there.
Okay. So find that. Now, the other two directions are, let's have you move your feet too far away from your buttocks. Yeah. And feel how much work that takes in your quads. Right? Okay. So that's not very good. And then if you bring them, most people don't do this, too close to your butt, that's not very useful. Right? So now find your sweet spot. You see how important it is to go to the not good place? Then it makes it so easy, right? Right? Because if people just always say, well, find the standing place. It's like posture, right? Somebody says, have good posture. Well, what does that really mean anyways? But if we have some landmarks, it helps, yeah? Okay, so bring your feet to that good standing position. And now what you're going to do is you're going to cross your arms. And we're going to cross your right arm over in front of the left. And so your right hand is going to reach around to the left shoulder. Left hand is going to reach to the right shoulder. Okay? And if you notice, your elbows are crossed right in front of your chest. Good. Now, keeping your legs standing, you're going to begin to pull on your left shoulder to roll a little bit to the right. That's it. And then you come back to the center. And then you can go to the other side. So you would pull with the left hand, takes you to the right, and then the right hand takes you to the left. That's it. And during this whole time, you keep the legs standing. So there's no tilting, no falling of the knees. So in this work, we call this a constraint. So the constraint is that you keep this nice standing position. And now you're feeling how you turn your trunk around your pelvis. That's it. And as you do the movement just a couple more times, notice how your head just naturally rolls with the movement. Good. And now can you try just a couple times to do the movement without rolling your head? So you keep, and if you feel the need to open your eyes for a moment so that you know that you're keeping your nose and your eyes directly looking at one point or one spot on the ceiling, because again, this is part of your golf swing, right? How do you turn the shoulder girdle and the trunk around your head? Because your head's to be looking at the ball, I think. There you go. And notice, do you hold your breath? Right? Such a simple thing like trying to keep your head still might take you into holding your breathing. So, good. And just notice, is it easier for one shoulder blade to come away from the floor than the other? Because some of you expressed shoulder stuff. Good. Okay. And let's just change over the crossing of the arms. So that means now the right arm would be, whatever you had, one arm goes under. Yeah, there you go. So change over the crossing. Some of you had it the other way, so. And now grab those shoulders. Really try to have the elbows stacked in front of you if you can. So you really think, not coming to the top of the shoulders, can you reach around the sides closer to the armpits? Okay, yeah. And now start the movement again by changing the arms and let your head roll with the movement. And just notice how different it feels by the crossing of the arms. It's really different. I mean, for some of us, it might even be a little uncomfortable to have one arm above the other if you have some shoulder issues. So just notice that. There you go. And again, it's a smooth movement. Really nice. Not so much it has to be big, but it's the quality. Great, and let's just do it a couple more times now, keeping your head still in the center. Great, okay, and let's let that go. Straighten your legs, rest your arms. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to that good standing position. And now you're going to cross your right knee over your left. So it's kind of like how we sit a lot of times when we're in a chair. So your knees are crossed, okay, completely. There you go. So it's the right knee crossed over the left, okay? And now this time, keeping your arms and shoulders quiet on the floor, you're going to start to slowly tilt your legs to the right. And really only go as far as it's comfortable where you can bring the legs back up to standing. Again, this isn't about stretching, but it's about you feeling the rotation in your spine. So what's happening, and you only tilt to the right, is by having the legs crossed, you're actually not doing any movement in the hip joint, but you're doing everything with your spine right now. The pelvis and the spine are rotating. So it means the left side of the pelvis comes away from the floor, and you should feel even the ribs on the left side. Is everybody feeling that? Yeah? And then you come back. Good. And each time you see if you can, maybe you drop a little more, you sink a little bit more, something eases up. Really nice. That's it. And as you do the movement just a couple more times, notice what happens with your head. See if you can feel how the entire spine is pulled down. So for those of you that have some neck issues, these movements are just going to change your neck just from the movements below, because everything's connected. You feel that? It's like your neck pulls down, your chin pulls down towards your sternum as the knees drop to the right. Yeah. And then you come back up. And then let's uncross the legs and change them. So we're going to cross the left leg over your right. And we're going to go to the left. And please, again, continue to go slowly. You're all moving really, really nicely here. And just notice, is this side easier? Or is there a challenge on this side? How does it feel different for you? Because there is not a goal to get to. It's not like, oh, I want my legs to get down to the side. If there was a goal, we'll say, the goal is, what do you feel? What's different on this side? What could I learn? And if the other side was easier, why? Was there a part of you that moved more freely? And just in the awareness, it will change. Just by you identifying that area, it will let go. Good. That's it. Okay, and come back, and let's uncross our legs and lengthen them and rest on your back. And already just notice what it's like now lying on your back. What's changed? Okay, so this time now you're going to bend just your right leg. So your right foot comes to standing. That's it. Left leg is long. And we're going to begin to do a movement of, you're going to press, think of pressing your right foot. Carmen, switch your legs. Right foot, that's okay. There you go. So you're going to push, think of your tripod, and you're going to think of pushing equally between the ball of the big toe, the ball of the pinky toe, and the heel. And as you're going to push that foot into the floor, okay, your pelvis, we talked about this earlier, your pelvis is going to roll to the left, but your knee, your right knee, stays pointed towards the ceiling. So it's a constraint. Okay? And if I think everybody's okay, if I can touch you, if it's not okay, you just shake your head when I come over. I mean, this is one of the most important movements, so I'm going to come and help everybody. So again, your knee stays pointed towards the ceiling, but the pelvis rolls. And what we call this is a differentiation. It means differentiating the hip joint from the pelvis. That's it, Bob, but I want this knee. See how you're bringing this knee over here? So then you lose your sense of power. The knee stays, and just think roll. And almost let the knee flare out. There! But you're also lifting. Just roll. Just so less work. Think of this. Let this flare out more, and you're going to feel a huge opening here. Okay? So come back and let's do it slower. Push that foot, roll, let this knee come out. Yeah. And just feel what that does all in here and how powerful that is. That place is powerful. But if you're over here, do you see how you lose the power? Okay. So yeah, the knee almost feels like it flares out because your pelvis is rolling to the left. So roll, roll, roll. And let this, there. So again, you're rolling the pelvis around the hip joint. And it should really feel good and very powerful because you're using the leg for power. It's stable. See, because if you're over here, there's nothing to hold you. Feel that? Good. A little less lifting up towards the ceiling. I want you to think a little bit more rolling. So think this comes down. You see how you lift up here? Mm-hmm. And I want you to think rolling. So there. That's better. Just think roll. I'm going to roll, 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 roll. Let this knee flare out. Yeah. There. Feel that. That's strong. Push that. Yeah. Yeah. Get that?
Yeah, a lot different.
Yeah. Yeah, see, if I don't do that, I want you to leave here, and then if you don't know it, what use is that? Yeah. Good. And really letting feel how that opens up. Beautiful. And you can even let this maybe, that little bit of flaring out a little bit more. There, beautiful. Good, Vivian. Except for let this right in here, I want you to think of pushing into my finger. There, even more. You can do more. Instead of pulling back, push, push, push out. Yeah, even more. Yeah. Yeah, but part of it, the stiffness, is the tightness here. So if we get this to open, that's going to help here. It's like that. Yeah, and just let all, there. Yeah, so one of the things is no holding the belly in. Right? Push into my finger. See how you tend to pull it in? So actually pull it in more. Try to pull this, pull it in. Suck this part in. Feel what that does to your back. There. Okay, now I want you to push it out. Push into my, yeah. Get more power pushing. There! That's what I want you to do. Okay? So keep this pulled in and try to turn and feel how hard that is. And now push it out. Push. There! You getting that? Yeah. Let's try it again. Push. Yeah! Okay, now this next time I want you to do it in a way wrong. I don't like that word, but suck this in. Tighten your belly and work against me. Okay, feel that. Now this next time I want you to push my fingers away. Push, push, push. How's that in your back now? Feel the difference? So, because when if you're pulling in like that, the muscles are working in opposition of the movement. So it's not useful with this particular movement. If you're feeling like you've done enough, you can rest. I just want to make sure that I help everybody. So you can always pause and then come back to it. That's it. It's Alan, right? So let's see if we can let this roll a little bit more. Just think I'm going to roll onto my left side. Come all the way over here. Yeah. So it means more arch in the back. There you go, Alan. Yeah. And then keep that knee kind of flared out because that's it. There. So again, this pelvis is rolling, turning around this leg. Yeah. Good. That's it. Really good. Except for your foot. So I want you to see where would be, let's see. Let's bring your foot a little bit more there, out, there, yeah, there, there. Excellent. And that's enough. Yep. Does that feel like a better foot placement?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that feel more secure? There. See how this opening happens here? Mm-hmm. Okay, and let's go ahead and change to the other side if you're ready. Yeah.
Done this side.
So bring your foot, yeah. Good, Dolores. So the only thing is come back. Yes. So I'm going to hold this into place and just roll that pelvis and stick this belly out. Push here. There you go. More. You can do more. I know you can. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. See how tight it gets in here? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There. There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How does that feel? Okay. Yeah. Clear? How are we doing? Okay. So a little bit falling with the knee. So we're going to keep this right. Yeah. Yeah. Really nice. Excellent. Okay. So a little less lifting this way. Just really think you're going to roll, and it'll help you to think on this side. I'm just going to roll over the right side. I'm just going to roll over this right leg. It's all rolling. There. Now, the next thing is in here is think you're going to come over this knee. Yeah. There you go. Stretch this out. Maybe let's bring your foot a little bit in. So there. That's better. How's that feeling now? You know what to do. There you go. That's it. Keep going, Carmen. There you go. Really nice. So hopefully everybody's changed to the left side. These are neat pants. There you go. Beautiful. Really nice. Okay. And rest on your backs. So of all the movements we're going to do today, that movement is like the most important movement. Not just for golf, but for life. It's all about walking, getting in and out of cars, sitting. It's just one of those like movements to really understand how your pelvis moves around your hip joints. So if you've got any discomfort going on, you know, in a couple days or tomorrow or in a few days, I would encourage you to lie on the floor and just pick out that movement. Okay, so we're going to bend the right leg again, bring it to standing, okay? And now we're going to go back to the movement of crossing our arms, or I should say the position. There you go. And so you're going to use your left arm to pull on your right shoulder. And at the same time that you do that, you're going to push your right foot into the floor to roll to the left. So you're going to move the whole shoulder girdle, everything. The only thing that stays is your right knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. That's the constraint. Under no circumstances do you let that knee tilt, right? You don't let it flail over to the left. You keep the power in that right foot. So as you push the right foot into the floor, at the same time with the left hand, you pull on the right shoulder and you roll all the way over onto your left side. And I'm sure most of you never dreamed you could roll over to the side like this and have that foot standing. There, go up. Excellent. Really, really nice, really nice. Dolores, let's see if we can get you to go a little bit more here with the pelvis. Yeah, there. Good. Nope, you don't want to hold it. You just go as far as you can, and then you always come back to the start. And let's see if we can, yeah, really in here. That's it. I want to put you in the biking category. Have you ever done a lot of biking?
Yeah, I do a lot of biking.
Yeah, I can tell. So this, from biking, gets really tight in there, these hip flexors. And so it's opening this up, this critical for you.
Okay.
Yeah, there.
Two people,
so. Well, that, okay, there you go. I'm like, this is... It's been very shortened in there. This is going to just change that dramatically. So just think open, 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 open. Yeah, there you go. Good. How's everybody? Excellent. Yep, just so it's like literally you're rolling the whole body now around the right hip joint. Beautiful, Bob. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, and come back and everybody rest. Okay, let's bend your right knee again. Bring your right foot to standing. And this time you're going to bring your arms straight up to the ceiling and bring your palms together. And if you want to, for a moment, look at your hands, you make sure that the palms are right there. Perfect. Okay, good. And so a couple constraints. The palms must stay together. No sliding. Okay? They do not move. No shuffling. Okay? So where you have to turn is the shoulder girdle. So this time you're going to push your right foot into the floor, same movement, and we're going to start to roll onto your left side, and that whole shoulder girdle, beautiful. So that means the right shoulder blade, everything has to lift up and come onto the left to keep those palms together. And use the power of your right foot to propel you over, right? You're pushing. That's it. Are you two, do you want to move over a little bit so you're you're so close over
it's
there.
Okay.
Are you sure? I don't think Alan bites, but he might.
Does your head go with your hands?
Your head goes with your hands to start with, yes.
And your knee stays?
And your knee always stays pointed towards the ceiling. That knee never goes over to the side. That's a constant. Yeah. So really feel how that right shoulder blade can come over. So this is like going into the ending of your golf swing. Yeah? And if you're holding the club, right, your hands can't move because you're... There you go. Beautiful. Now let's try the movement just once or twice with keeping your head in the center. Okay, so you're not going to go maybe quite as far. And another way of thinking of it is it's almost as if you were looking behind your right shoulder. And in fact, maybe let's do that. So let your head actually roll to the right. You're going to look behind the right shoulder. Just want to see how your hands look.
The elbows to stay straight.
The elbows stay straight. Mm-hmm. Right, so there's no movement in the elbows. There's no bending of the elbows. There's no sliding of the hands, which means everything has to come from the shoulder girdle area. So if it means you don't go as far, you don't go as far. Good. Okay, and come back, and let's rest on your back again. Okay, and come back to bending the right leg again. And let's just do this original movement of just pushing the right foot into the floor, arms by your side, rolling the pelvis to the left. And at this point, you're just looking for the quality of the movement. So just roll the pelvis. You know what to do. Yeah. There you go. So just see if the quality has changed. If something, remember when I said in the beginning, we don't need to really stretch because as the movement has become more available, muscles have let go. They elongate on their own. So it's about quality. It's this elegant, quality, smooth, effortless movement. Yeah. Good. Okay, and let's rest again. And maybe just in the resting, you notice something a little different now with the right leg compared to the left because we've been just working with the right leg. Might feel a little longer, might feel looser inside of the pelvis. Yeah? Yeah. Good. Okay, so let's bend the left leg now and bring your left foot to standing. And you're going to begin by pushing your left foot into the floor. And you're going to roll to the right. And just introduce this side to you. And the thing that's so lovely about this method and you learning to have your awareness like this is see, we're really smart. So all of you now know how to stand your foot, how to do this movement, right? Because you know how to feel where to go. Nice. Okay, and then the next time you come back, keep the left leg bent, and we're going to cross the arms. If you can change, if you remember the crossing, and I should have told you last time, so I apologize, but change the crossing if you can. And then you're going to use your right arm. It's going to pull on that left shoulder blade at the same time as you push the left foot into the floor and roll to the right. Yeah. And remember, that left knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. That's a constraint. It does not flop over. So if you can't roll as far, that's okay. I'm more interested that you keep that knee up and that you really gently roll that shoulder girdle. That's it. And let's see with your hands if I can help you a little bit here. Can you think of using here and less here? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there. Let mm-hmm. those fingers be soft and that's going to... Yeah. That's it. So when you're pulling with your right hand, it's really, if you can think of the heel of the hand to be the part to pull, not the fingers. You don't want to be clenching like a claw into your shoulder blade. Okay, so the more you can learn to use the heel of your hand, this goes into the golf swing too. The heel of the hand is really where the club sits, and the fingers should be really light around the golf club. The grip comes in the heel. Does that make sense? The palm of the hand. There you go. And maybe if you want to change over the crossing of the arms, that would be great to do at this time. How's your breathing? That's nice, Alan. There you go. The ease of your head rolling. And then let's try a few times with keeping your head in the center before we look behind the left shoulder. So try it, let's say, twice, keeping your head in the center. If you want to pick a spot on the ceiling to look at. That's it. And then a couple times start to look behind the left shoulder. So what is it like when you look behind the left shoulder as the left shoulder goes to the right? So you still have your arms crossed, yeah, and you're looking behind the left shoulder. So what does that do for the upper back? Yeah? Does something up there for, I think you, it was you with your upper back. So that this is a really good movement as this comes here. It's just, yeah, let this, yeah.
Stretches it, you
know. Yeah. Good. Okay, and come back and let's rest for a moment on your back. Straighten your left leg. Sorry, Carmen. Bend your left leg again. Bring it up to that good standing position. Remind yourself of the tripod. Bring your arms up to the ceiling so the palms are together. And I didn't do this with the other side, but think of it this time of that when you're touching with the palms, it's really the palms. You're real delicate with your fingers. Like you're not clenching or over pushing or working with your fingers, but it's the palms. And remember, they stay together, the elbows are straight. So as you push that left foot into the floor, the left shoulder blade lifts, the whole shoulder girdle has to turn. It's a really big movement with the shoulder girdle. Can you feel how accessible that is by the pushing of the foot into the floor? That helps this turn, this twisting. And your head just rolls on the floor. That's it. Something's a little... Is this the harder side? Okay, go ahead.
The other one.
Yeah, okay, go ahead there. There, that's better. Good. Just let this leg relax. There. Yeah. Yeah, just... So make sure that the leg that's long, the right leg, you're just rolling around it. So you're actually turning around both legs. And that leg should just be loosey-goosey because you're not doing anything with the right leg. He's on vacation right now, right? So just let the right leg, it rolls out a little bit, right? It just turns because you're rolling over it. But see, sometimes we don't even know that we have tension in places, that we're creating tension where we don't need to. Yeah, so just let this be, you're doing a great job. There. There. Good. Now, just for fun, and we didn't do this on the other side, but we're just going to do it this side, is that as you push your left foot into the floor and roll to the right, I'd like you to take your hands and your arms to the left. You go the opposite. Yeah, it won't be as big a movement. So you create, it's like if you take a towel and you twist a towel to squeeze water out of it. Perfect. So let's say your head and your arms go to the left as the pelvis goes to the right. It's a smaller movement, and feel that twist right in the middle of your back. Good. Come back to center. Let's just do it maybe two or three more times. Nice. Okay, now let's go back to everything going together. So as you push the left foot into the floor, the arms go all the way over to the right. And is something different now in the mid part of your back? Did something get easier? How's your breathing now? Good. Okay. Come back onto your back and bring your arms down, lengthen your leg, and just rest on your back. Okay, we're going to just do like two more movements here. Go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And let's go back to crossing the right knee over the left. And you're going to tilt the legs over to the right. Just do that a couple times slowly. We started with this. Just feel the rotation in your back. If that's gotten a little easier from these different variations that we've done. And now the next time that you tilt them over to the right, can you find a place to stay over there? So it's fairly comfortable to keep them tilted. And you're going to interlace your hands and place your hands under your head. Okay, and you're just going to do a couple movements of lifting your head, thinking of looking down towards your knees over to the right. Okay, so this isn't a sit-up. But this is to feel what happens when you lift the head and the shoulder girdle. You do fold on the front side, and then you come back down. Make sure you're breathing. Good. Maybe just do one more lift, and then you'll bring your arms down by your side. Slowly bring your legs back up to the center, uncross them and rest. How did you get all the way up here? You're like the creepy crawly.
Hey, I'm doing a good job.
You have. You've traveled big distances. There you go. You're going to be there. You'll be happier now. There. More on the mat. Okay. So bend your knees again, please, and cross your left knee over your right. And we're going to start to tilt the legs gently over to the left. Just introduce that a couple times. Be real gentle with yourself. The beauty of this work, and it just takes some time to get used to, but the slower you go, the more you feel, the bigger the change. I know it's against all other things out there where we push and try to do it harder, and if we do it harder and faster and push more, it'll get better, and it never does. There you go. So you just go to the left, and then you find a place where you can keep those legs over to the left, not to the right. You want to go to the left. You interlace the hands in what I call the non-habitual way. So that means move all your fingers over by one, place them under your head, and it'll feel really funny. So from the time you were a little toddler, you put your hands together, and that was it. So you change them over by one, and it's like kind of strange. And now you start to lift your head, look towards those knees, feel the shoulder girdle come up, feel how the ribs on the front side, your sternum all folds. Beautiful. Is it Vivian? Is that right, Vivian?
Vivian.
Vivian? Vivian. Vivia. Okay, no N. Sorry.
Viviana. Viviana.
Viviana. Still don't have it right, but I can learn too.
Or just Vivi.
Viv. Vivi. Okay, good. That's a little easier for me. That's it. Okay, good. Make sure you're not holding your breath. So as you lift your head and you fold on the front side, fold as you exhale. There you go. Okay, come back. Bring your arms down. Slowly bring your legs up. Uncross them and rest on your back. And as you're resting, just take a moment now to notice how you feel, how you lie on the floor. What has changed for you? And what's super, super neat about this work too is that for each one of you, whatever needed to change, changed. So one person might feel, oh, I feel different in the pelvis. Somebody else, it's the hip joint. Somebody else, it's their shoulder blade. Somebody else, it's their neck. Somebody might be their feet. Or it might be a couple of those places for you. So just notice what changed. What has a greater sense of ease? How much more comfortable is it now to lie on your back on this floor? And notice your breath and your breathing, the ease that's there now. Good. Okay, so I'd like you to, in a moment, you're going to slowly roll to your side, come to standing. I'd like you to feel standing. And then what we're going to take is a very quick, because this I condensed this down to a shorter time, so it's a quick break, meaning if you need to go to the bathroom, go or get a sip of water, and then we'll come right back. But first come up and feel from what you did on the floor. Let's now check into standing. Let's find the tripods. And I'd come onto the hard floor. It's a little bit better than the mat. It gives you more feedback. So how are those tripods now? And now notice if that's a lot clearer for you, traveling up the legs, feeling where those hip joints are, and how much clearer your awareness is of yourself now. Yeah? And just notice how your shoulders and your head feels over yourself. Excellent. Okay, so quick bathroom break. Like I said, just if we can just keep it to like 2 or 3 minutes and come back in because we only have an hour. Okay, sound good? And if there's any questions or anything, bring them back and we'll go over any kind of questions, concerns, and then continue.